The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley.
Practical-minded Chester A. Riley, it seems a puzzling thing that so many people in this world spend so much of their time worrying about love. To Riley, the solution to the problem is simple. As our hero himself puts it, quote,
love, you say, huh? Well, why worry about love? Do what I did, get married and forget about it.
Unquote. Unfortunately, life, as Riley will shortly discover, is not always as simple as all that.
Riley, dear. Riley, put down that paper for a minute, will you? I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Peg. I'm listening.
Well, it's about Junior.
Yeah.
Riley, put that paper down.
Well, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'm worried about the boy. He hasn't been himself lately.
Listen to this, Peg. Prominent banker, married 20 years, deserts wife, elopes with beautiful blonde secretary, age 19. Now, why would a man do a thing like that?
Riley, will you listen? You might show a little interest in your own son.
Yeah, I'm interested. I heard every word you said. What's the trouble with Bed? Why did she miss supper? She likes ham hocks.
Not Babs. I'm talking about Junior.
Oh, well, what about Junior?
Well, if you'll forget your paper and listen, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Well, for the last week, he hasn't been eating. He just picks at his food.
Can't stand in the sand.
Well, neither can I.
Why should an old married man leave his wife and run away with a young blonde? Maybe she had money, huh?
Chester Riley, if you don't...
Okay. What's the problem?
I'm trying to tell you. He doesn't eat. He doesn't sleep. He just moons around the house.
Now, what would a rich banker want with money? Well, why should he leave his wife? I guess maybe he likes his blonde cooking, huh?
Riley.
Oh, go on. I'm all ears, Peg.
Maybe he's sick or something. He never acted like this before. Now, there's something wrong. There must be a reason.
Yeah, sure there is. A guy just don't leave his wife after 20 years for no reason. Why would he do it? Judging from this picture of the blonde here in a bathing suit. So that's why he did it. You know, Peg... Well, Peg, what's the matter?
Oh, leave me alone.
Peg, why are you crying? Don't cry. So what if he runs away with a blonde? That's no concern of ours.
Chester Riley, you're the most exasperated. Here I am, worried, sick, and you won't even listen.
I listened. I heard every word you said.
Well, what do you think's wrong?
Well, you say he's not eating or sleeping. He just lays around the house.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Maybe he's just got fleas. Take him over to the vet. Get him out. The dog. Who else? You've been talking about him for the last 10 minutes.
I was talking about your son, Chester A. Riley, Jr.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with the boy.
Oh, Peg, I'm surprised at you. You should know the kid's in love.
In love?
Well, sure. He's got all the symptoms. Just nothing serious. Just puppy love. Most likely it's that little Marilyn Morris.
No, it's not Marilyn. He doesn't bother with her anymore.
Well, some other little girl in his class. Don't worry about it. He'll get over it.
Well, I want you to have a talk with him. Now, it's affecting his schoolwork. Every day this week he's been kept in after school.
Oh, you worry too much, don't you? So what if he stays in after school? When I was a kid, a day didn't pass when I wasn't kept in. Well, it went on for years. But did that stop me from turning out to be a... Dear, I'd better have a talk with that boy. Son, I want to have a little talk with you. Wait. Junior.
Huh?
Yeah, well, pay attention when I'm talking to you. What are you dreaming about?
Nothing, Pop.
Junior, something's bothering you.
No, I'm okay, Pop.
You've got something on your mind.
No, I haven't.
Now, look, son, I don't want you to think of me as your father. Think of me as your friend.
Hmm?
Your poor mother's worrying about you.
Okay.
No, no, you're not. And I think I know what it is. Now, listen careful, Junior. There's a few things I've got to tell you. Things you ought to know. Maybe I should have told you before, but... Well, anyway, I'm going to clear it up once and for all. You see, the fact is that when a boy gets to a certain age... Well, let me put it another way. There comes a time in every boy's life when he... Not only you, any boy. Take me, for instance. When I... Let me put it another way. You see, old Mother Nature is a very wonderful thing. Now, you take the trees and the flowers and... You see, a boy like you can go along quietly and then all of a sudden... Let me put it another way. You take insects. I want you to imagine you're a bee. But I'll give you your choice. Imagine you're a bird or a turtle or one of them little fish, a guppy. You see what I mean?
No.
Well, I wish you'd listen. I explained it to you six different ways.
Pop, right now, I'd like to be alone.
Yes, I understand, son. I'll stay right here with you. That's the kind of a father I am. Now, look, son. Sometimes a boy gets to be your age, he can't eat, he can't sleep, and he feels like there's a big lump in his throat. Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When I had the mumps.
Well, it could be the mumps, but it could also be love. See, love is really like a sickness. Some men take one look at a girl, they go off their rocker, amnesia. Forget who they are or where they are, as long as that girl is around.
They do?
Yes, sure, but they get over it. There comes a day when the guy sort of comes to. He looks around and he sees he's diapering a baby with his left hand, feeding another a bottle with his right hand, and with his footies rocking a cradle with twins. He looks around pushing, he says, "What happened?" Wife shows him a marriage license with his name signed to it. And he says, "For this, I had to learn how to write." Yeah, son, love is a funny thing.
But, Pop, why does love make you feel good and at the same time awful?
Well, how do you know how it makes you feel?
Well,
so you are in love. I thought so.
No, I...
Ah, now, come on. There's no use trying to kid me.
Guess not.
Well, don't take it too serious. You get over it.
No, I won't. Never. I'll always love her.
Now, take it easy, son. After all, how do you know you're really in love?
I know. It's wonderful, Pop. When I look at her, I... Oh, you'll laugh at me.
Oh, no, I won't. You ought to know me better than that, Junior. Laugh at my boy. What kind of a father do you take me for?
Well, when I look at her, I go to your ball. You said you wouldn't laugh.
No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. I apologize. But bells. Oh, you got it bad, all right. That's a sure sign when you hear bells. Who is he?
I can't tell you.
Oh, come on, tell me. Come on, you can trust me.
No, I can't tell you, Pop. Don't ask me.
Why not? Junior, you're holding back something. Now, what's the trouble? Tell me. I'll help you.
Well, you see, she's older than I am.
Well, how old? 14 and a half? 15?
No, older than that.
Junior, don't tell me she's 16.
No. 25.
25? Holy smokes, Junior, you're in love with a whole woman.
That's easy, Pop.
A woman? Well, that's one of the worst things to be in love with. Junior, this match is impossible.
Yeah, I know. She's married.
Married? Who is she? Who is this cradle snatcher?
I won't tell you.
You tell me her name or I'll embarrass you. I'll go and ask her. I mean, I demand to know who she is. Well,
It's my teacher.
Your teacher? What is she teaching you? Instead of teaching you trigonometry, she's teaching you bigamy.
She doesn't know I love her. You don't think I'd tell her?
Well, I...
What's all this noise about?
Hey, you know what your son just...
Don't tell Mom. He said you wouldn't tell.
Yeah, well, you stay here, Junior. I'll be right back.
Riley, what is it?
That boy is in love.
Well, why are you getting so excited? Just before you said puppy love's nothing to get worried about.
Yeah, but this Dan is 25 years old. That ain't puppy love, that's old dog love.
What on earth are you talking about?
Junior is in love with his teacher.
Oh, so that's what...
Yeah, well, this is no joke. The most shocking thing
I
ever...
Oh, don't be silly, Riley. I just a phase. Sooner or later, all boys fall in love with their teachers.
Not me. I never did. And I had more opportunities than Junior. I had the same teacher 4 years in a row. Hey, what are we going to do about this?
Do? Well, we'll just forget it. I'm actually relieved. I thought he had some serious trouble. We'll just let the boy work this out by himself.
Yeah, but you don't understand. The kid's pretty far gone. He told me that when he sees her, he hears bells tinkle.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, I don't see what's so cute about it. Maybe you ain't going to do anything about this, but I will. I'm going to have a talk with that teacher. I'll tell her a thing or two.
Now, Riley, don't you go make
it. I know what I'm doing, Peg. He hears bells? Well, I'm a taxpayer, and it's my taxes that pays that teacher's salary. And she's getting paid to put some knowledge in my boy's head. And instead, what happens? He's a walking belfry.
That'll be all for today. Class is dismissed. Just a minute, class. Is there somebody ringing some kind of bells in this room?
No, Mrs. Whittaker.
Oh, that's strange. I distinctly hear bells.
That's the good humor man outside.
Oh, of course, that's it. All right, class is dismissed. Come in.
Excuse me, are you Mrs. Whittaker, the teacher's my boy, Junior?
Junior?
Yes.
Oh, a Chester Riley, Junior?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yeah, he's in one of my other classes.
I'm his father.
Oh, I should have guessed. There's quite a resemblance.
Flattery won't get you nowhere, madam. I'm here to make a complaint.
Well, I'll be glad to discuss it with you, Mr. Riley.
Mrs. Whittaker, my junior is in love with you.
Oh, yes, I suspected the junior had a crush on me. You know, I think he deliberately neglects his work in order to be kept in after school. Oh, but I wouldn't worry about these schoolboy crushes. It's quite typical of his age. Didn't you have one on your teacher?
Me have a crush on my teacher? I should say not. I hated his guts.
Well, now don't worry about Junior. He'll get over it. These schoolboy crushes...
Yeah, but this is more than a crush. This is really love.
Oh, come now, Mr. Riley. At his age?
Yeah, that's it. You don't know any better. Of course, this kid really can't help it. After all, you are a very good-looking woman.
Oh, Mr. Riley.
No, you are. You're very attractive, huh? I'm a married man with two kids and a very devoted husband, and I ain't in the habit of going around admiring other women. But I've got to admit that you are very good. Good. Oh.
Yes, Mr. Rice?
It's happening. You and me. It's happening to me like it did to him.
I beg your pardon.
No.
Mr. Riley, are you ill? Here, sit down.
Don't touch me. I'm married.
Mr. Riley.
I'm getting out of here.
Mr. Riley, wait.
This is awful. I gotta get away from here.
Go. Excuse
out
me.
Out of my way, kid.
Pop, it's me.
You, Junior.
Pop, what are you doing in school? You're holding your hands over your ears for.
Oh, Junior.
I just found out something terrible.
What, Pop?
Don't tell your mother, but I'm only flesh and blood.
Back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
What's on your mind, Riley? Something bothering you, dear?
No. I'm okay. I feel fine.
Junior, will you please eat your supper? You haven't touched a thing.
I'm not hungry.
That's no excuse, Junior. Eat. Food costs money.
Well, why aren't you eating, Riley? You haven't touched a thing either.
I'm not hungry.
That is Junior. I don't know why I bother cooking. I wish Babs was home so I'd have somebody to talk to. Both of you just sit there with that faraway look in your eyes.
Yeah, we're both looking at the same thing. No, I'll eat later, Peg. I think I'll go for a little walk.
Riley!
I'll be back soon. And then, Gillis, I...
Go on, Riley. You got a whiff of the teacher's perfume, then you hate the bell. Then what?
I ran out.
You ran out?
Yeah.
You coward.
Yeah, when I heard those bells, I was scared. I knew it was happening to me, but it can't be.
Oh, it's happening, all right. Them bells is at your side.
But I don't want it to happen. I love Peg. I gotta fight this thing.
You can't fight. You ain't got nothing to do with it. It's beyond human control. You see, love is just chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah. Now, you think a man and a woman. To you, they're people. But not to the atomic scientists. To him, they're just a lot of protons and neutrons wailing around. Now, take a couple of protons, introduce them to each other, what happens? Nothing. Take two neutrons, what do you got? They just sit there and look at each other. But take a Satan kind of proton, expose it to a Satan kind of neutron, and then it happens. What? Boom! An explosion. Riley, you're nothing but a great big pile of uranium. Stay away from that teacher, boy, or boom, you'll explode. If you know what I mean.
No, it's not true. I hardly know her. I've been married for 18 years. It's Peg I love.
Yeah, but you hear bells with the teacher. You ever hear bells when you're with Peg?
For sure.
When
we first got married. Not exactly bells. More like fire engines.
But you don't hear no fire engines now when you're around Peg, huh?
No. That is.
Of course not. And you know why? The fire's gone out.
Well, that's what you say. But you're wrong. I'll hear those bells with Peg. I love Peg. She's the only one for me. And I'll prove it right now.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm
going
to make a test right now. You wait here, Gillis. Peg. Peg, come here, quick.
Huh? What is it? What's the matter, Riley?
Peg, kiss me quick.
What?
I want you to kiss me.
Are you sick?
Now, please, Peg.
All right. There. Now you're sick. What's the matter?
No, nothing happened. Kiss me again.
Riley, look, I've got to. This is the world. What the heck? Well, that was. Riley.
I think I hit. Fourth alarm. Kiss me again.
Riley, I haven't got time for this crazy nonsense. Oh, well, hey, you haven't kissed me like that since we got married.
I don't hear.
I said you haven't kissed me like that since we were first married.
I don't hear.
You haven't kissed me like that since we were first married.
I don't hear.
Is something wrong with your hearing? I said you haven't kissed me like
Please,
that.
Please, Peg, stop shouting. I'm trying to listen.
What?
The bells.
Bells? Have you gone crazy?
Peg, Gillis was right. You and me, we're just a couple of croutons. Oh, what a mess. I'm sure I love Peg, but why do I hear those bells with the teacher? I'm all mixed up. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Make up your mind.
Yes,
quite a difference, believe me.
Oh,
yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
I'm on my way to see the ice capade, too. Oh, I love to see people on ice. Care to come along?
No, not tonight. I got trouble. I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, you can trust me, Riley. I won't breathe it to a living soul, if you'll pardon the expression.
Well, I think I'm falling for another woman.
Oh, no, Riley.
You're shocked, huh?
Well, not exactly. Who am I to condemn you? I, too, in the early days of my marriage, cast amorous glances on a lady pallbearer. I couldn't help it. She carried me away.
Well, what happened, Digger?
My wife found out.
Oh.
And then, rather than lose me, she confronted her rival and said, "See here, young lady, if you don't leave my husband alone, you'll stop being his employee and become his customer."
What?
Oh, yes, yes. Eventually, I dropped her. Tell me, Riley, does your wife know?
Oh, no. If she finds out, it'll be awful.
Then you'd better not tell her.
If she gets wind of it, I'll die, Digger.
In that case, maybe you should tell her. In my profession, we have a saying. There are some things you can't keep undercover.
Oh, I can't tell, Peg. She wouldn't understand. I don't understand myself.
Tell me, Riley, who is this mysterious seven-foot owl with whom you are smitten?
Mrs. Whittaker, the teacher.
Oh, good heavens. Then you'd better hurry right home. As I passed your place, I saw her ringing your doorbell.
Mrs. Whittaker? Oh, that's terrible. I better get home right away. Come with me, Digger, and help me face the music.
Sorry, not today. I have an appointment with somebody else who's facing the music. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Glad you dropped by, Mrs. Whittaker. Frankly, we have been a little worried about our boy.
Well, I don't think there's anything to worry about anymore. I'm afraid I've been jilted.
Oh, Junior's taking Marilyn Morris to the graduation dance.
It looks as though I've lost out.
Well, I kept telling Mr. Riley that Junior'd get over it.
Oh, how is Mr. Riley? Is he better?
Better? Well, he's not ill.
You mean he's that way all the time?
What way?
I saw him for a minute yesterday, and... it's nothing, just an idea I had.
Well, I really must run along, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, won't you stay and have some tea? Oh, don't bother. I'm sure you have plenty to do. It's almost dinner time.
Oh, no, it's no bother. I was just making some. Excuse me, I'll see if it's ready.
Mrs. Whittaker.
Good evening, Mr. Riley.
Good evening. Is my wife here, teacher? Mrs. Whittaker.
Yes, she's in the kitchen.
Listen, Mrs. Whittaker. Wait a minute. Something's wrong. I'm in the same room as you and I don't hear anything.
I said she's in the kitchen.
I don't hear anything.
I said she's in the kitchen.
I don't hear anything.
In the kitchen.
I don't hear anything. Do you know what that means?
You're deaf.
Oh, I sure love you. Isn't that wonderful?
It certainly is. Oh, hello, Riley.
I don't think I can stay for tea. I just remembered some test papers and appointments. Excuse me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Riley, what did you say to Mrs. Whittaker?
Nothing. I just told her I don't love her.
What? You told her?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if I just marry a raving lunatic. Oh.
Listen. I hear the bell. I know it. It's you I love. I love you. I can hear bells.
I hear them too.
Oh, that's wonderful, sweetheart. You know what that means?
Yes, it means there's a good humor man outside. But yeah, chocolate is another.
But I thought those were the bells. Then I was in love with you all the time.
I should hope so.
What a revolting development this is.
Okay,
so I made a mistake. Anybody can make a mistake. You mad at me?
Why should I be mad?
Then give me a kiss.
All right, dear.
Oh. I wonder where the fire is.
Huh? What?
It sounds like they're very close in our street. Can't you hear?
What?
The fire is.
I don't hear any.
But they're right outside. I can hear them. That's funny. I don't see no engine.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, but I hear them so close.
Well, I don't.
Oh, that's Gillis. He was all wrong. The fire's still going strong, even if the stove is pot bellied.
Be sure to join us next time when once again William Bendix lives the life of Riley. Featuring John Brown as Digger O'Dell.